Hi there, this is Mistress Tasha, and I would like you to enjoy what's coming next. Now, I'd like you to find some place where you can lay back, where you'll be undisturbed, and be able to simply relax. And now, let us begin with something simple. I'm here to guide you into deep and sweet, blissful trance. The first step is easy enough. Just take a deep breath. All hypnosis is a state of self-hypnosis. It's all a process of becoming immensely and completely relaxed. Only once the body and mind are at ease and relaxed may we enter the realm where fantasy, reality, desire, and obsession are free to our access. All it takes is some relaxation, and opening your mind to something that's very, very simple and requires very little effort on your part. All you need to do is relax, and all you need to do to relax is focus on my words and let go. Let go of all your worries and stress. That's right, that's all you must do. Focus on my words and let go. That's all you need to do. As you follow my words, feel the relaxation settle over you. Slow and thick, like a warm, pleasant fog drifting in from the horizon to kiss your skin and sink deep into your mind. Let your body begin to relax, becoming more and more comfortable as you sit there, breathing calmly, slowly, deeply. Feeling that warm, relaxing fog sink into your mind, my words singing in the thick relaxation as it settles in and makes a home. Let your body become more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. It doesn't truly matter if you are sitting up or lying down, because however you are, it's simple to feel comfortable and fall deeper and become more and more relaxed. Easy to adjust your body with your mind until you are as comfortable and as relaxed as you feel possible. And then, going deeper and becoming more calm, more deep, and more relaxed. Deeper and down, sleeping comfortable and nestled in the warm fog of my words and the thick blanket of soothing relaxation. You're comfortable like this. But let's make it even better. We'll start from the bottom and work our way up. Starting with your feet, the fog thickens and warms there. Let your feet relax as your mind soaks in my words, like the sun-dried earth soaks up water, needing it to sustain this state. Let your feet get more and more relaxed, slightly numb and comfortable. Let all feeling in them sink down and down as they become more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed. Your feet are feeling nice and heavy and relaxed, floating in the fog and beneath the waves of common relaxation, and just sinking further down. As they sink, as you feel yourself relaxing more and more, feel the relaxation lapping upwards as the body sinks, the relaxation floating up as your feet sink down, flowing up into your calves and your thighs, feeling the relaxation climb as you become more and more comfortable, easy and relaxed, listening to my voice, just listen to the sweet song of my voice. So easy to do as I ask, to imagine what I'm saying and allow my words to flow around you and through you, sinking deep like the fog, and each word a drop of rain to your thirsty mind, sinking deep and down into such a deep state of relaxation and comfort. Your legs are feeling so heavy, sinking beneath the fog into the warm waters of deeper relaxation. So very, very heavy and sinking down. They don't move at all as they sink. You don't need to move your legs at all. Your legs are completely relaxed and heavy in a wonderful place, a place so very deep and comfortable and relaxing. It feels wonderful to be like this, in this state you're in now, half sunk, half floating, completely relaxed, completely calm and sleepy. Relaxed and enjoying the song of my words in the foggy warmth and forgetting the rest of the world, allowing yourself to sink down deeper and deeper into even more wonderful and more powerful states of floating, foggy relaxation. Yes, that's right. Your legs just feel so very, very wonderful, relaxed and warm. So nice and deep and relaxed, floating beneath the waves and just beneath the fog cover, as that relaxation flowing through your legs just tugs you deeper into the deeper calm and relaxation. Feel that sinking warm, pulling you down as it slips upward. Feeling of comfort and satisfaction floating up as you sink down, up into your stomach, up towards your chest. You can feel your whole entire body sinking down beneath the surface of foggy relaxation to the deeper sinking waves of thick relaxation. An easily reached state where your body just feels completely wonderfully pleasant, where your mind is humming with the lilt of my voice, focused on listening to it, on doing what I ask you to do, on the deep relaxation and setting aside all other problems, shelving them to collect dust, because nothing else is important here in this deep, sinking, relaxed state. Feel yourself just tuning into my voice, relaxing, getting more and more relaxed here as you sink and float with your head and mind above the waves of that deeper relaxation that calls like sirens beneath its waves. It just feels so wonderful as your entire body begins to sink completely away, mind sinking deeper and deeper into the foggy relaxation as the waves creep higher up, pulling you down deeper. Then slowly that deeper relaxation flows upwards, all the way over your shoulders, warm and pulling you down. Everything below your neck now is so very relaxed and heavy, and feeling so numb and warm and comfortable. It simply feels magical, so very, very good, listening to me and hearing my words, echoed in the fog and singing in the waves, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable, relaxing and sinking, foggy and floating, feeling your entire body just sinking down into a deep state of relaxation and warmth, the fog pillowing your mind, the waves wrapping around your body in such a deep, relaxed state. It feels so very, very good. Your arms and legs and feet, your hands, stomach, and your chest, each and every portion of your body so relaxed and deep beneath the surface of average relaxation. So relaxed as you listen to my voice, more and more deep, completely under and relaxed, so deep and so completely relaxed. And now you can set it all aside. Set your body aside as it floats there in the waves of calm relaxation. Set it aside and let the relaxation continue as you breathe. Breathing calmly in and out. Deep, soothing breaths in and out. Head floating, body sinking up and down and side to side. It doesn't matter as you breathe easily in and out. Relaxing even more with every single breath. It's that easy. The simple act of breathing seems to increase the relaxed state you're in even more, sinking deeper and floating softer, taking you down and deeper, deeper, more and more relaxed, mind opening as it floats and sinks and drifts. Open to my words, open to my voice, open to anything I suggest within limit. Feel your mind opening as it floats, and your body just slips and sinks away, sinking deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, down and deeper. That's right, feel your mind just opening wide, a book for my voice to read, perhaps to rewrite, open to my words, open to everything I say. As your mind opens its pages and secrets to my voice, readying itself to experience anything I describe for it. Mind opening wider and wider, and as your mind readies itself, opens itself, your body begins to vanish, slipping away and becoming less and less important. The only important thing left is listening. Listening to me, and setting aside the rest of the world and just following the siren song of my words as they slip through the fog and slide through the pages of your mind. It's such a simple and easy thing to do, listening to my voice, setting aside the world outside, to enjoy this realm here, so relaxed and calm. It feels so wonderful to relax and listen to me, deeper and deeper relaxed. Very soon now, we're going to dive into the realms I spoke of before. We're going to pen in the realms of desire, the realms of all the hidden needs that exist within the pages of your mind, bold and bright, right on the first pages. Things you've considered, things you've wanted, perhaps things you have needed. Perhaps this has always been a hidden desire to experience these things, but the first step to experiencing all of this, all your wishes and desires, is listening and giving yourself to me, allowing me to be your guide, and letting me help you through this wonderful process into relaxation, into trance. Allow my voice to sweep and swoon and sink you down into these fantasies, to carry you there and then bring you back again, increasing the need, making each experience more and more powerful until you can do it yourself. Or perhaps we're simply drawing out a desire and turning it real. But all you need to do is listen and follow my words. Listen and prepare for what is going to occur. It will be so very intense, but you're so relaxed, floating and singing. Your mind is so open and ready for everything and anything. Your mind knows what is going to happen because it chose to allow you to choose to make these things happen, to let yourself experience them and let these experiences be a part of your life. You are ready. Making that choice, you are ready, deep and relaxed, ready to experience and accept anything that comes next, to experience every desire you wished. Whatever happens after this point, your mind is ready to accept it as a reality. Mind and body so deeply relaxed, focused on my voice, and fully prepared to experience any hypnotic desire in a way it never could before. Ready to act out what follows, willing and ready to do what needs to be done. So ready and so relaxed. It was really just that simple to get here. And now, my dear, that you're ready to act out a wonderful fantasy, let the story begin. This tale begins where most good books can be found. In the library. I'd like you to imagine yourself in the quiet back section of a very large, elaborate library. It's dimly lit, sunlight streaming in through the dirty, high-pane windows, making the dust in the air dance a ballet through its beams. You've been in your seat for the last several hours, studying for a very important test. A test that has had you so extremely stressed over the last several days. But in the last half hour, your concentration has been jarred slightly from the subject of your textbook to the lovely new librarian passing by with her cart into the rows of books. There and then out of sight, a pleasing tease of lovely vision. You sigh and turn your tired eyes back to the pages of your books. You can hear the sharp click of the librarian's scarlet red heels on the hardwood floor. Click, click, click. A feminine sigh as she hums under her breath just a few aisles away. You try to focus, but the words on the page seem fuzzier than they were a moment before. Blurs of black on the white pages. You close your eyes for a moment. Perhaps you've been here too long. Maybe you've been studying just a tad too hard. Maybe, maybe, click, 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 goes the librarian's heels, echoing in your thoughts as you fight to not pay attention. Not to pay it any attention. In some ways, you think that sound should be rather annoying. But it's not. Instead, it brings to mind scarlet heels and shapely calves and rounded hips. You close your eyes again and then open them. You need to focus. Focus, focus, focus. Focus on the click, click, click. You open your eyes to look down at your textbook and find that the pages are no longer blurred. They're completely blank. You stare at the blank pages, mouth opening slightly. It's then that a pale, finely manicured hand curls gently around your shoulder, and you turn to stare up into the hazel gold eyes of the new librarian. As you meet those mischievous eyes, you can see your own face reflected in her black-rimmed oval glasses. Your eyes are glazed, and there's a faint line of drool glistening from the corner of your mouth. You've been gone, long gone, even before you noticed it. Fallen under the spell of her click, click, clicking heels and that gentle humming tune. Looking into her eyes has sealed the deal, whiting out your mind just as easily as a grammar mistake. "There's a good one," the librarian whispers as she easily turns your chair so you're facing her completely. She gives you a light push on the shoulder and you sink back into your chair, arms hanging at your sides. Your mouth just hangs open, drool a thin line from your mouth. She stands before you, a vision in a strict gray pencil skirt and a stiff white silk blouse, but her high-waisted belt is bright scarlet red, as are her 3-inch stiletto heels and her nails. Her lips are bright crimson, and her hair, a scarlet rose color pulled into a severe bun at the back of her head. Her hazel gold eyes glitter behind her glasses. "You've been studying so hard back here," she coos. "I think you should really give that poor book a break." She moves towards you just a few steps. Click, click. She leans forward, stroking your cheek with a pale, red-nailed hand. Her foot gently pushes your feet apart, so you're sitting with your legs just slightly spread. "You are like a good rough draft," she whispers in your ear. "Written, but needing editing, blanking out errors, and filling in new parts." She moves to straddle you in your chair, her skirt riding up high on her thighs, showing the tops of her stockings and a flash of red lace between her thighs. She presses her hips forward, putting pressure on your groin, flashing a wide smile, her teeth impossibly white behind her red lips. "And I'm the pen. My good blank book. She wraps her arms around your neck, pressing her chest against yours as you simply stare, oblivious to anything but her voice, even as your body reacts to her touch. Her lips score kisses up your neck, her teeth grazing, leaving bright stains of lipstick as she begins to grind against you. Arousal floods your body even as your mind stays blank as an unwritten book. Such a hot and horny book, she whispers in your ear, and you groan as fire fills your veins. Such deep arousal, so hot, so horny. She runs her hands over your chest, working them under your shirt, nails scraping gently over your stomach and ribcage. Her fingers then find your nipples and hold them between two fingers, rolling them so gently, teasingly. Let's write in some notes, my good horny book. Hotter and hotter, she presses tightly against you, grinding, touching, kissing your neck and the side of your mouth, her touch warm and pleasurable as she continues to grind and touch and kiss. You begin to hear her voice deep inside your mind, your arousal growing with each word. Books have good character. Good books have good manners. It's okay to believe in happily ever after. Be studious and driven to succeed. There are no shortcuts to a good ending. Nobody's perfect. Just be yourself. The librarian pulls back from her whispering and smirks slightly. She's given you some good notes. Notes that will stick and help you once you leave the library. But I want my good horny book to have some fun, she whispers, kissing you and sweeping her tongue over your lower lip as her hands fondle your chest and pert rock-hard nipples as she grinds against your groin, slower than harder, arousal growing with every single word you hear in your mind. Pleasure is obedience. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is being blank. Being blank is being good. Pleasure is being blank. Being blank when told is arousing. It is arousing when mistress says you've been good. It is good when mistress praises you. Mistress likes obedience. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is obedience. Her voice lingers in your mind like the scent of roses and fresh ink as she smiles down at you. You're so hot, horny, so blank. You need to have an orgasm. You need to reach your climax. But you won't until she reaches it for you. Everyone knows a good book has a massive climax, she whispers as she slides off of you, leaving you so hot, so horny, so on edge. One more touch will send you over, but she stopped touching you. You stare, drooling blank, needy and horny and hot as she adjusts her skirt and smooths loose strands of hair back into her bun. You're on fire as she reapplies her lipstick, most of it left on your face and neck. Good books always have a climax, she whispers. Yours will come at the end. She turns away and starts walking, the click, click, click of her heels driving you deeper and deeper into arousing, torturous bliss as she vanishes into the dimly lit library until you can no longer hear her. The ink on your mind has dried, and her words are written there As slowly your book refills in as you begin to awaken. But remember, your book's climax arrives at the end. And at the count of 10, you will have a glorious, full orgasm. Just as the librarian wrote. 1. Feeling so wonderful, hot, and aroused. 2. Racing to the climax and the end of each word. 3. Wanting to visit the librarian again. 4. So many words, so hot. 5. So close to the end. 6. Waking up slowly, filling in with words. 7. Even closer, so on edge. 8. Needy, hot, horny, climax is in sight. 9. One more page, only a few more words. And 10. Climax reached. Wide awake now, enjoy your climax. It's always the peak of a good book, even at the end. Wasn't visiting the library fun? Come again. Real.